أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Well, it's the 15th of Rajab, and it is a day when hopefully many of us will be doing the Amal of Dawood. If not, we'll be at least looking at the Dua, and even if not that, because it is the month of Allah, because this is a major part of that month, the 15th is a phenomenal day. At least we'll be thinking about who we wish to be. Who are we? What is our legacy? What is life all about? And on that note, we commemorate today the death anniversary of a phenomenal woman, Sayyida Zainab. And I'd like to just look at a little bit about her life, because for me, she's the ultimate role model. See, the sacrifice of Imam Hussein on the plains of Karbala, it invokes a thought process in any thinking human being. Was the difference in opinion concerning Allah so catastrophic that it resulted in a battle where Muslims lost their humanity? Let's not forget, both sides were the followers of the one God and his messenger. So what was the message? And no sacrifice is complete without the transmission of its message, and it had to be a two-person team. Imam needed someone to watch his back and ensure that the message of truth and justice lived in its true sense. And he picked a woman, his sister Zainab, to implement the strategy of ensuring that that message lived. I believe it was a tougher of the two jobs, a woman to be the marketing director for truth in an era of despotic male-dominated hierarchies. She got the job done, and not only in that time, but she established an institution whose value is underrated. The institution she established is called Majlis, the plural is Majalis. On freed from the prison in Damascus, she requested a place where she could narrate the events of Karbala, and this was the first majlis. On the return of the prisoners to Medina, she made majalis a standpoint of truth and justice in the city. It aroused such strong emotions and such revulsion against the oppressor that Amr ibn Sa'd ibn al-As writes to Yazid to have her exiled from Medina. And this is done in 62 after Hijra, and she dies shortly afterwards in Damascus or Cairo. She's that role model for every woman, every mother, every single grandmother who takes a stand of truth, who stands against every injustice and absolutely shows us Ma ra'aytu illa jamila, that she sees nothing but beauty in standing against injustice and speaking the truth. She transcends age. She transcends gender. She's an extraordinary, ordinary person who tells you and me that if you lead a righteous life, if you stand up against injustice, if you are truthful and trustworthy, just like her grandfather, the Prophet, to the best of your ability, then you will always win. So her legacy is truth. And majlis. So what is a majlis? So the majlis has evolved into a sitting where intellectual thoughts are set into motion. She made the majlis of Hussein the symbol to distinguish between right and wrong, oppressed and the oppressor, truth and the falsehood. The message of the majlis concentrates on two things. One, the message of freedom through iman as propagated by Hussein. The condemnation of those who condoned the oppression of the body and mind for power, just as Yazid did. A little bit on the history of majlis. See, public demonstrations of grief first occurred in about 351 after Hijra. On the 10th of Muharram, there's a spontaneous procession in the streets of Baghdad. Thousands of men, women and children came out chanting, Ya Hussein, and they recited elegies. In the same year, a similar procession took place in Egypt. Different cultures adopted different modes of the majlis. The Mongol Temurlang introduced the institution of Tabut and Alam in India. And as Islam spread southwards in the subcontinent, it sort of underwent change, took into account local cultural inferences to portray the message of Karbala in the medium best understood by the local people. By the beginning of the 19th century, there was not a corner of the world, from Spain to Indochina, which did not have some form of demonstration on the 10th of Muharram. And it varied from country to country. In Iran, the most popular form is passion plays, in addition to lectures from the minbar. In India, the procession, the Ashura procession, became part of Indian Muslim culture. Even Hindus participated in it. The Maharaja of Gwalior was always seen walking behind the Alam of Abbas, barefoot and without any insignia of his office. History reports that even Mahatma Gandhi, on his famous salt march to protest against the oppression of the British, took 72 people with him in emulation of Hussein's protest against Yazid's oppression and his 72 companions. This is Zainab, and the thought process and the evolution of Majlis continues. Today, as an offshoot of Majlis, there's activities such as blood donations in the name of Hussein, distribution of food to the needy, countless other humanitarian acts. The institution produced scholars, book writers, poets, all sorts of people who pull the strings of hearts, making them love justice and truth. The silent revolution brought by the Majlis ensures continuous intellectual thought about God, the goal of the human being. And maybe let me suggest that Majlis is a solution for the most basic problem that we Muslims suffer from today. Traditionally, it's called compound ignorance, jahl murakkab. Ignorance is not to know. Compound ignorance is not to know that you do not know. Too many of us do not know who we really are, and we don't know how to think in divine ways. We do not know that we do not know. Majlis puts it in our face. Understanding cannot be imposed or legislated. It can only grow up from the heart. And she did that. Zainab did that with an institution that tugs at the heartstrings. She was a woman. She didn't compromise her role as a daughter, a sister, a wife, and a mother. In my mind, her uniqueness is within the reach of every woman. And I'd like to leave you with 3 points. 1, she was a woman. 2, she lived through a massacre which wiped out her entire family. She was taken prisoner. She was tied up. She was paraded through the streets where she was the princess. Net-net, intellect without courage is weak. Courage without intellect is foolish. You got to have both. And she had both. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a tawfiq, to have this courage and intellect, to be able to stand up against injustice and tell the truth. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu alim.